This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. You know, one of the most important things in the life of a Christian is your prayer life. And sometimes it feels like our prayers barely hit the ceiling. And what do we do? How do we approach God in prayer? Well, my guest today, Grace Swift, has written a fascinating book called Three-Dimensional Prayer. So you're going to want to stay tuned to find out what three-dimensional prayer means and how it can change your life.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
So welcome back, and welcome to you, Grace Swift, from Starkville, Mississippi. I love your name, Grace Swift. If you turn it around, it's Swift Grace. So instead of Swift Judgment, God gives us swift grace. And
I need it.
Yeah, well, listen, we all need it, but it's an easy way to remember your name. And you've written this book, and there's just so much to talk about. It's been endorsed by Jermaine Copeland, the author of Prayers That Avail Much, and a whole bunch of other people. So tell me, what motivated you to write this book, Three-Dimensional Prayer?
I was actually working with the Jacksonville Educators Broadcasting, which is our local TBN affiliate in Jacksonville, Florida, because that's really actually where I live in that area. So as we were prayer partners working on the line to answer all the calls for all the people who called in from all over our city and everything, I just knew that everything that we did, we had to reach God on behalf of those people. And we had to reach him in the heavenly realm. We had to walk out and reach him right here, live it out right here on the earth. And we had to make an impact on the powers of darkness as well. So those are where the three dimensions come from. And it's always, always a part of our lifestyle as Christians that we walk in a way and a place because we have the Holy Spirit in us, that we are living in all those realms, and we have to live those places out, and we have to be effective in all of them.
Well, let's start at the beginning and just find out a little bit about your life. At what point did you discover the prayer? Did you have a parent or a mentor or a spiritual father or mother who taught you about prayer? Because, you know, for a lot of people, it's kind of like, now I lay me down to sleep kind of prayers, or, you know, our Father who art in heaven. And, I, you know, they all have their place. But boy, what you're talking about, powerful prayers, praying against principalities and powers. How did it all begin?
Well, my mom was have one of those kind of Mary Magdalene kind of stories where she lived and her life was kind of chaotic. But she came to know Jesus as a supernatural healer before she got saved. And when she did and started talking to the rest of the people in our family about the things of God and the way of God, when she would take us to church, and in the church, you know, we had people call in when we had a television broadcast. And, you know, sometimes I would come and try to bring the word and different things. And I was like, you know, young person at the time. I was 15 when my mother got saved. And as we did this, every time I try to bring the word and to speak, it would be one spirit there. But as soon as I say, okay, and then it got to the end of my message and opened up my and say, well, let's pray, all of a sudden the spirit would just come in. And so my mom's just pulled me aside, and she said, you know, she says, you have a very specific, powerful call for prayer on your life. That was the place that it kind of started. And, you know, I was a young person, and I would go to a lot of different things, and I've traveled. And then I was a member of Benny Hinn's church for 7 years, even though I lived in Jacksonville. We drove to Orlando every Sunday, except two, for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And at a women's women's convention one time, Suzanne, she and her mom were the only two people left when we finished the convention, and I went up and was talking to her about something that was going on in my life. And she's, oh, no, no. She's, the Holy Spirit just told me that you're called to be a prayer intercession, a prayer intercessor. And that's a very, you know, strong anointing on your life for prayer. She didn't, that's the first time she, that's any, the only time I've ever spoken to Suzanne Hinn, you know?
Well, I've known Suzanne since she was about 14 or 15, so I know the family pretty well. And her mother, Pauline, who you mentioned, mm-hmm. is just a powerful intercessor. And so, yes, I guess in the body of Christ, we encourage each other. And, you know, it's obvious that God's hand is on you. I mean, you've ministered in all these places and TBN on the prayer team and so forth and written this book. But give me and my listeners some stories about answered prayer and some of the things you go into the book, because I want people, listen, this book, Three-Dimensional Prayer, Our Prayer Movement by Grace Swift, is on Amazon, and we need people to go and buy it. I mean, we've got to get the word out, and there's so many people who have a prayer ministry, and they like new resources, and here you have a new resource. So just tell us a little bit about the book and some of the stories that people will find.
Okay, well, I remember back in the 70s, I would go to what they would call Women of the Word ministries, where a lot of women, we would all group together, and we would pray for different things. Jermaine Copeland was one of the facilitators, and there's another lady called Billy Adams, and Billy would walk and pray, and she would just, when you sit in her ministry, you could feel when she's praying, you could just literally feel the power of God. So I traveled and traveled with her ministry for a long time, and one day we were ending a meeting, and Billy and Jermaine Copeland were standing there, and I said, well, I would like to come to the next meeting in San Bernardino, California, but I don't think I can afford it anymore. I've done it. So they said, well, don't say what we can't do. Let's pray right now. On my way home, the airline lost my luggage and gave me a free round-trip ticket to fly anywhere in the United States I wanted to go.
Oh, wow.
So right there, we prayed and God answered. And it was just amazing. And I tell you, there's so many things, because prayer life is not just something that you do. It's really a life that you live, or you walk in a certain place where you don't struggle all the time over prayer, but it's just a call that could be quick. I remember one time, after we left Benny Hinn's church, we went to a restaurant before the miracle service that night. We were all sitting around, and everybody had to introduce themselves. And they were saying, oh, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and I'm an architect, I'm a judge, and they were talking about all the big titles they had. So when it came to me, I said, I'm a prayer intercessor. They said, yeah, well, we all pray. I said, well, yeah, but I'm a prayer intercessor. They said, well, okay, so the lady that I went with was a teacher and a nurse, and she saw out that I was a little uncomfortable. So she said, oh, well, my name is Sarah, and I'm a, you know. And so I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. When it came time to pay, the manager came and apologized to me for the food and wouldn't let me pay for it, and then gave me a certificate so that the next time I came, I could eat free. And everybody looked at me and says, well, you know, maybe prayer intercessors work. You know?
That's funny.
Because everybody paid, except I didn't have, not only did I not pay for that, but they also gave me a certificate to come back the next time and eat free everything. And that time was when the Holy Spirit said, Grace, don't ever apologize or feel bad because of what you're called to.
And your book really kind of speaks to that and will help draw that out and encourage faith and help people to see how to pray in all three dimensions. So let's talk about that. There are three dimensions of prayer, and you touched on it, but let's dive down a little deeper and tell the reader of the book, hopefully, and the listener today, because I hope that people will actually share this podcast with other people. We need to get out the word. I mean, our country needs prayer so much, much prayer is kind of ineffective. Like I was referring to when I started the podcast, sometimes it seems like it barely hits the ceiling. So I'm just hoping that there's a real breakthrough with your book and with prayer. So let's talk about the three dimensions. Just walk through them one by one.
Okay. The first dimension is in the heavenly realm, where the angels are, where the word of God talks about, though I speak with tongues of men and angels. So you got the angelic, you got where the word says that you got angels that are ministering servants. And then you have the Father God who's there, and you know, the Jesus has, you know, the Father God has already done the work, and Jesus is here to, you know, walk it out here on earth. But then God gives us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit works with us and Jesus, and God, they want to reach through us and work on the earth. We're that instrument that they work through on the earth. But because we're connected, intercessions reaches up into heaven and brings heaven and earth together. While we do that, we pray, and God works in heaven. It's because of intercession that God can reach man and man can fellowship with God. So those two realms are connected together by the prayer of intercessors, bringing all the resources of heaven, the power of God, the walk of Jesus, the work of the Holy Ghost, the angels of God to work. And we're supposed to be sensitive, like Joshua, in the book of Joshua, where it was talking about, you know, Joshua said, the clothes are filthy, and he's take off that turban and puts a clean turban on him and take those dirty clothes off of him. And then he said, and you know, I'm charging you to walk in God's ways, because when you do, there's a place reserved for you where you can walk among those people, among those spirits that are here right now. So as we live our lives here on this earth, we're still walking in a place of heaven where a lot of things happen in our lives right here on this earth because they were already worked out for us in the heavenly place. We need to be able to operate and to know and hear the voice of God and know the place and what to do and where to go. We need to know things that only come from God's direction and His Spirit as we discern those things are in heaven. We have to live on this earth, and the things that happen in the heavenly place affects us so that we can have dominion here on the earth. The dominion that we have here on the earth causes us to be able to live in a place. I mean, I lived in one house for over a year, and I just went in to rent. And when I walked in and filled out all the paperwork, the government came in and shut down that particular part of the bank. So I lived in that house still for another several years without even having to pay for it, because the banks were going through some stuff that allowed me to live on this earth. A single parent having five sons, living in this world, and having to be covered by the Lord so that I didn't have to pay a lot of money. Went to the next place. Moved there, and the man whose wife I couldn't find, they sent me something and said, well, we'll send you the address. They never did. I never heard from them over 13 months. So a lot of years, God covered me. Financially, He took care of me. Physically, He took care of me. So you can say you're living on this earth and you don't have to work, and because you're not working, you're struggling, but God allowed that place for you. So that even though you're not living it the way the rest of the world is, you're not struggling over it either.
Why? What an amazing testimony. Let me ask you about your ministry. I didn't have a chance before we started the podcast to ask you about this, but one of my staff was telling me about the program that you have there in Mississippi that just feeds so many people. And they said, you've got to ask her about this. So tell me about what got her so excited, and also how does it tie into the book?
Well, I'm here in Mississippi right now on loan because my son is in the law enforcement office, you know, here in this area. And so we had some people that were feeding these kids, and all of a sudden they pulled out because they some things didn't go the way they should. So my son came and said, well, Mom, you know, I can't just not feed these kids, because he was a courtesy officer over 160 units that had 197 children. So we kind of solicited a few people, and they kind of donated, and we did some things. Well, God just set us down in the middle. I mean, like a 5-mile radius, all the people here are disadvantaged. So we had to feed these kids, and there were times when we didn't know what we would do. And we would go places, and people would say, we're here. And, you know, I mean, there were even times when I would have to go use my debit card and pay for food. And I was so happy to do it. But when God sent us here in the midst of this, He taught us a lot of things about the lives of children that we didn't know. And because He taught us how to live with, how to encourage these kids, supernaturally, 100 plus people we provided for Christmas, everything they needed, the food, the gifts, everything. God just supernaturally supplied stuff. And it was the very best Christmas I've ever had in my life. Even at 70 years old, I had never had such a beautiful time in Christmas. And the things that God gave us, we don't have no explanation for how those things came about and for how God brought them to us. But the most beautiful part about it was how God, we didn't preach a lot of sermons. We had encouraging words, and we would, if they needed something, we would say, well, let's pray about it. And we didn't want to use the world's way to do it, because we didn't want to be governed. Because God says, Grace, don't deal with non-profit, because I'm the God who teaches you to profit. Don't look for non-profit. We had that in place, and we worked it out, but still the Lord just worked it out so that everything that we needed. So then it came to not just three-dimensional prayer, but then God said, you got to make this simple. And I had a son who was murdered. He was my youngest son. When he was murdered, he says, Mom, he says, don't make prayer complicated. Make it as simple as you can. So I sit down to a three-dimensional prayer book and made it into 3D prayer. And when I did that, of course, at my age and the way I lived, I didn't really care to go to movies. And one day the Holy Spirit said, Grace, go to a movie. I got up and said, well, why did the Lord say go to a movie? So I went, and when I saw 3D up on the roster, I said, oh, okay, so I'll go to see this 3D movie. It was a cartoon. So I went in, and I put the glasses on, and that's another whole story, but I put them on, and I said, oh, my God, look at this. And I didn't never even know what 3D was until I saw that movie. And God said, Grace, these people have to learn how to pray in the midst of chaos and in the midst of extreme conditions, because that's how they're living. This is what I need you to teach these kids, how they can be delivered and find a way of escape in the midst of the total chaos that they're living in every day. And that's what God spoke to me.
This is something the average Christian mostly doesn't do. You know, most people just kind of go day to day, and they go to church or whatever they do. They don't ever really see this realm, but really this 3D realm is more real than the physical world that we
Absolutely.
See. But we, you know, Absolutely. We have to see it or touch it. There's a spiritual realm more real than the physical realm, and it sounds to me like you have touched it in a way that few people have. And in the few minutes we have left, and as we wrap this up, I mean, I think this is just so fascinating. Your story, this book cover, Third Dimensional Prayer, is a beautiful cover. It looks kind of like the rising sun over, I guess, maybe an open Bible. I'm looking at it on Amazon. I found out that if you put in Grace Swift, you won't find it. But if you put in Grace Marie Swift, it comes right up, or you can put in the name, Three Dimensional Prayer, the letter three, and then dimensional prayer. It comes right up,
yeah.
And they'll deliver it right away. And then also, I'm sure you have a podcast in a way that people can contact you either by email or some other way. We want people to connect with you. This is wisdom that people need to take advantage of. I mean, you obviously have the touch of God on you. You have obviously a gift, shall we say, or an anointing, you know, that your mother even saw when you were, you know, just a small girl. So, of course, you can go on Amazon.com and just put in the, you know, the name and it'll pop up. Three-Dimensional Prayer by Grace Swift or Grace Marie Swift. And then tell your own website and how people could email you if they want to get in touch with you, perhaps to speak at their church or maybe to be on a radio broadcast or some other kind of media that they may have.
Okay. I have a website, and the website is thesonshipseries.com. And the Sonship Series is spelled S-O-N-S-H-I-P series.com. And the reason is because I did continue to write 7 children's books, and those books are bilingual books, and one of those books is 3D prayer also, because we wanted the children in the house, the family, and everybody to stay on the same page with prayer. So the sonshipseries.com, or you can, you know, just get in touch with me at, I'm on Facebook, and my email address is swift_grace2001, those numbers, at yahoo.com. And all the books that I have and all the information concerning all the things that I'm working and involved with, even the children's ministry, that's our hope. The reason why God told me not to feed into anything, do not feed into the chaos. Be quiet about that. Only speak life. So the life that we're speaking right now, God is continuing to build and to bless us. And there's unlimited amount of things that I could, testimonies that I have, and the places that I've traveled with, Benny Hinn's ministry and different places in Honduras and Canada and places that I've gone, because the supernatural life is a lifestyle. And that's what I always write about, the supernatural life. So again, that website is called sonshipseries.com, and you can find all the books that I've done at the sonshipseries.com.
Well, that's great. And I'm looking here at some of the materials that your publisher sent out. There's a picture of Arthelene Rippey, who's a friend of mine, holding up one of your children's books. Sam Rodriguez holding up one of your children's books. Of course, Jermaine Copeland endorsed it, and you know, I could go on and on about it. If you need to, the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to that website again if you need to write it down. I really encourage you to get hold of Grace Swift and take advantage of looking at her materials, and especially this book, A Three-Dimensional Prayer. I really believe that it will help you. And as we wrap this up, Grace, let me give you the last word. And then, being the prayer warrior you are, as we close the podcast, even without me saying goodbye as I usually do, why don't you wrap up this podcast in prayer?
Okay, well, we just want to say thanks for the opportunity to be in the presence of God and to be a blessing to God. Pray in the name of Jesus, church, like Jesus said before he left. He wasn't praying for the world, because he knew that everything rested on the church and the ministry, all the things. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now in Jesus' name that we as the body of Christ would walk worthy of you, and we're pleased and be pleasing in your sight, that we would bear fruit in every good work and steadily grow and increase in your knowledge. Lord Jesus, we bless you and thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. We'll not look to the left or the right, and we won't focus and look into the chaos of the world, but the words of our mouth and the meditation that we will always meditate upon, that will give us strength and will bless us and keep us, because you are our strength and our Redeemer. We bless you, Father God, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have equipped us in every way, financially, socially, spiritually, in the name of Jesus, and you will continue to bless us, to keep us, And to, in spite of all the situations and circumstances in this world, Father, you are our loving Heavenly Father, God, who loves us. We thank you and bless you and praise you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.